Hello, and welcome to Conspiracy 101, where Daniel and I jump down the rabbit holes in everyone's minds and pull out the strangest, weirdest, and sometimes true conspiracies that happen in our world. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Wow, excellent, Mr. Bob. Thank you for being part on Conspiracy Theory.
So, Daniel, tonight we're going to talk about tunnels.
Oh, I love tunnels. Yes.
You do?
Yes. So fascinating.
So, did you know that there's tunnels? I'm mostly talking about the United States, but there's secret tunnels all over the United States, as well as some in Canada as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Secret Do you believe that? You and I don't get to go into, but other people do.
I think, yes, there is a tunnel everywhere.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I think you would not think so. I would think...
Some of these are
some of these are real and some of these are only rumored, right?
Mm-hmm. A fraud.
So
yeah.
There is also bunkers and other things here. So that happened, right? That have people have, you know, created and so forth. So the U.S. government has a philosophy of hardening, right? So they want to keep the Congress and the president and all those people safe. And so there's a thing called Project Greek Island, which supposedly is there, though no one, you know, talks about it, but it is a secret bunker for Congress, and it is underneath the Greenbrier Hotel. Let me see if I can bring up pictures of this. It is a luxury hotel, and supposedly, let me go ahead and share my screen here for it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And supposedly, there is a bunker, and that's where Congress will go if in case of a nuclear war or any kind of nuclear fallout. This is the Greenbrier Hotel in West Virginia. It's a luxury resort hotel. And here you can see some of the rooms and so forth. And supposedly underneath the Greenbrier is a bunker for Congress.
Okay.
Do you believe this?
I think so. They are prepared.
apparently, do you see this? This is inside the Greenbrier Hotel. You see that big blast door there? Uh-huh. That's supposedly the entrance to the secret bunker underneath the Greenbrier. There you go. And you can see there's the pictures underneath where they would have the Senate be down in the bunker to continue on with the work of the government in case there was any problems. And so if you look, this is a rendition of the bunker underneath the hotel. That's a very famous underground project, right?
Yes.
So there's also, did you know there was a subway underneath the Senate in the United States?
I believe so. You are the modernized country in the world. Why not?
This is a picture of the little tiny cars. It's a subway underneath the Capitol building that allows senators to go back and forth to the buildings without having to go upstairs or go outside. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not like a big subway like you'd think. It's just a little subway. And there it is, United States Senate. There's a dog in there. And this is true. This is actually one of the true ones. The Greenbrier has speculation, and there is something underneath the Greenbrier, but we don't know exactly what all of it is. So, but there's the Senate tram underneath the Senate building, so they get them to other buildings at the Capitol, so they don't have to go upstairs or go outside.
Interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yes. It's clever.
There's a lot of tunnels. Did you know that there's secret tunnels underneath the Supreme Court?
Supreme Court, yes. That's really important. You need to have
we don't have any pictures of that, but there's a Supreme Court building, and supposedly they also have their own tunnels, kind of like the Senate tunnels, but
connected.
That is this one may be a conspiracy because there's no pictures of it, right? So, but it's to whisk the Supreme Court justices off to safety in case of any kind of problems.
Yes, I think. Just like we're watching.
You're buying all this. I was hoping you wouldn't buy any of it.
I think, yes. You are the most industrialized country in the world. Why not build something? Well, in case of chaos, voila!
Now, the Library of Congress has a series of tunnels as well. So this is a picture of the Library of Congress. And they have, underneath the ground, they have book storage as well as tunnels that go on for long distances underneath the Library of Congress. So then that way they could actually take the books, because you know these books are very valuable, right? So they have all of the books that have been published in the United States, as well as other historical books. Uh-huh. And they can whisk them away underground and hide them in case of attack or something. See?
Yes. Strategic.
Wow. That one's another real one as well. But some of these are not. Like the Supreme Court tunnel is one that is only rumored and no one knows for certain about that. We also have the vaults of the Smithsonian.
There's a vault. Okay.
That's a Coca-Cola vault. I don't know where they have that. It's in the Smithsonian.
Coca-Cola.
So you see the Coca-Cola bottle right there?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a vault supposedly underneath the Smithsonian. Coins in the Smithsonian. So there's several vaults underneath the Smithsonian that keep all of the treasures, right? And again, it's just like the others so that they can whisk them away in case of any kind of terrible something terrible happening.
Yes.
They can go hide them away from bombs or any kind of problems, right?
Yeah.
So then there's also, called the Longworth Tunnel, and it is a tunnel underneath the House of Representatives and so forth. There's pictures of this one, so it's really there. So it's between the Longworth and Rayburn buildings for the House of Representatives, so that way they don't have to go above ground to walk between buildings. They can go through these tunnels and not be seen, right? So they can hide out. So then the other one is what is called the underground Pentagon. So we know the Pentagon is
connected.
Is a building, right? So
yes,
but this is the Pentagon right here. But did you know that there is actually an underground Pentagon that is a military installation called Raven Rock? That I don't think that they admit to, but here's a picture of access into the underground military base. So they, I don't think that they talk about this. That's not something that they talk about. But there is there's a book about it, the Pentagon Underground and so forth. I actually met a person a long time ago now who was in the military, and he ran. So in the Pentagon, there's a room where they have the condition, of what's going on in the world, right? So where problems are and everything. It's like a room that they keep track of all that. And, you know, you ever heard of DEFCON 1, DEFCON 2, and all that kind of stuff? There's a person who oversees that. And I met a guy. And during one of his tours, as he got older in the military, he was a person that ran that room. So he would know what was going on in the world and set the DEFCON level in the Situation Room. Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
He was a nice guy. He was a very nice guy. But it's kind of scary that you, whenever you meet him, and he didn't talk about it too much, but he did mention, yeah, I was over the Situation Room in the Pentagon for a short period of time during his work there. Now, there's a thing, FEMA operations called Mount Weather, and Mount Weather is supposedly underneath this is all tunnels and hollowed out. So there's buildings on top, but it's an underground bunker and has tunnels all through this whole area called Mount Weather that FEMA runs. It's another one with a lot of weird underground tunnels and things like that. So, but you don't seem to be fazed by this at all.
Well,
you were more surprised by the Chronovisor last week than you were by this.
Well, I totally agree with that tunnel because that's good for safety, right?
So this is where NORAD is housed at. It's called the Cheyenne Mountain Complex. It was highlighted in the movie War Games with Matthew Broderick back in the 80s. If you remember, at some point in time, the adventure of the story goes, and they get taken to NORAD at Cheyenne Mountain, and there's a Situation Room in there very much like the Pentagon. Right here is an old picture of it. They never show current pictures of any of these things. But mm-hmm. It's a hollowed out mountain where they they watch over the world in another place. Here's you can't see it so well, but this is what all is happening in there, how deep it is. There's another picture of it. And it's heavily fortified. There's only a couple of ways in and out, and they are all guarded with people with machine guns and so forth. The crazy thing about this is also the place at Christmas time where they track Santa Claus.
Oh,
NORAD tracks Santa Claus because they also track, all the aircraft in the world and everything get tracked from NORAD. Mm-hmm. And that's in this Cheyenne Mountain Complex. Underground, all underground.
Underground.
Can you believe it?
I think I believe it.
Yeah, you're agreeing with me way too much this week.
I believe it. Oh, just like, you know, the vault of the seed in Norway. That's a vault.
So the seed vault, exactly. Here's a closer look at NORAD above ground. They have a very nice building above ground.
Nice.
But if we go to, I think, about NORAD.
North America.
Yeah, North American Aerospace Defense Command. So they're in it with Canada as well. There's Canada NORAD, and then there's also American NORAD, so, and Alaskan NORAD. So there you go, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. All of them are connected.
Yeah. So then there also is, they call them the White House tunnels. So there's tunnels underneath the White House.
Yes, I agree with that. I saw in the movie.
Oh my goodness! So this is the least conspiracy that I've ever encountered with you. So, this is the east and west wings of the White House. You can see, and there's tunnels underneath there that can take people to safety. Right? So they don't ever show those. So there's no pictures of them, but if you look at the White House there is stuff underneath it, which is classified, so they don't ever talk about it. And did you know there's even on top of the White House, there's actually anti-aircraft guns that can come out of the roof to shoot down enemy aircraft. Did you know that, Daniel?
I think, yes. Oh, okay. I saw it in the movie.
It's always in the movies.
You come to reality. Yes, Olympus. I think it's Olympus.
Oh, right. Olympus Falls, right? Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, one of the other places that they have a lot of tunneling is at Fort Knox.
Okay.
Yeah, where all the gold is, right, in the United States is in Fort Knox.
Oh, my God. We need that vault.
So here's a picture of Fort Knox. And so underneath all this greenery and everything, all the vaults are down inside the ground, and there's tunnels all around. Now, I've actually been to Fort Knox, by Fort Knox, multiple times. And it doesn't really look that impressive. I mean, look at that. That's not that impressive.
It's like a field.
But it's all underground, right?
Yes.
And they're showing the gold that's underground.
Oh, my goodness.
There.
We need to have the tunnel.
there's some
you need
more
to access the tunnel to get all the gold bars. Oh my.
Most of it is all underground. There's some guy working down in the tunnel. So this really is just an entrance. This is just a way to get down
inside.
Underground. So everything underneath this area, there's tunnels and vaults and everything there in Fort Knox.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We need to access that. And take some gold. Oh, my God.
So there's a thing called Project Ice Worm. And it is a way to move. There's tunnels under the ice. So there's tunnels under the northern parts and everything that are there, and that shows how they used a secret base in Greenland where they used Project Iceworm to make all these tunnels so that everything is underground up in Greenland. So we know we have all this talk about wanting Greenland annexed. Well, there's already been a lot of work done in Greenland by the United States for military purposes. One of them is this Project Iceworm, where they've carved out all these tunnels underneath the Greenland tundra because it's not very habitable there. And so they store everything underground. So it's just a big underground base in Greenland currently. But again, it's not widely known, and we don't know the breadth of it, right? So we don't really know how big it is. But there is something that's happened there. You can see here's these big trying to move all this. These are oil barrels and all this kind of stuff moving down for ICBMs and stuff and Project Ice Worm.
Interesting.
You believe this too? None of this is phasing you at all.
Well, if that's happening in Greenland, if it's from the U.S., I believe it.
And it's from the U.S., you believe it. And then, of course, there's this one, and this is in Norway. So this is the global seed vault.
Yes.
So all of the seeds of the world are stored in underground in this vault in Norway, in the frozen area there. See?
Yes.
Everything's underground. This is the entrance, and that's it. Everything else is underneath the ground, and you can see here's some tunnels. This is a real facility. They've let people know about it, but they don't have a lot of pictures of what it looks
inside.
Like under there. But here's what you can't really see that, but here's what they think it looks like is goes way back into that mountain and has several different areas to keep seeds. There we go. To keep seeds. So if there was a nuclear war or anything that we could, have them for future use. Yes. The seed vault.
What is the lifespan? It's like 20 years, decade, century.
Oh, it's the storage? Probably forever, I would think. Because it's all, they're all dormant. That's a whole, you know, seeds. The seed vault temperature is negative 4 degrees Fahrenheit, negative 18 to 20 degrees Celsius. They're constantly monitoring it to keep it at a certain temperature in order to not ruin all the seeds that they have. Yes. Right?
If there's some moist.
Exactly. They don't want to germinate them. So
Totally.
That's another underground thing. And then there's supposedly tunnels throughout the U.S.
Okay. All over the U.S.?
Uh-huh.
I don't believe now that's all over the U.S. So expensive.
Yes, but they're already there.
If they're there, they just connected, just like the Great Wall of China.
It's exactly. So there's a secret tunnel network under Chicago. If you look at here is a map, supposedly, of the underground. Let me see if I can make this bigger, huh? Under all the underground military tunnels in the United States, all these are interconnected, right? This is the conspiracy. So you're going to find this hard to believe, right? So in these major cities, like there's one up near Chicago, and it goes all the way to California, and there's one that's in Canada that goes all the way down to Mexico. All these dotted lines are tunnels that connect major cities in North America with each other that we are not allowed to utilize. And they say that are not there. This is from 1978.
1978.
Do you believe that now, Daniel?
I don't believe that.
You believe that there, this is Vancouver right here. Do you think there's a tunnel from Vancouver that goes all the way down into Washington State?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Time, 1978, which is, well, the economy is not yet strong, let's say.
I don't think the economy being strong has anything to do with military spending.
So it will not, let's say, okay, I give you $8 billion to do this. So this is for
we don't know what they got. They could just get money and get money and get money. But yeah, across the country. So all the way from out east, all the way to out west. There's these tunnels everywhere, and most of them are connected via military bases. That's why you see so many of them out west, is because there's lots of more military bases out west than there is in the east. Mm-hmm. You don't believe this, huh?
Well, Mr. Bob, if there's a war between Iran and the United States.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's figure it out. Where are the army of the United States? It's underground.
Underground. It will be. Well, and then there's some rumor that these actually extend to other parts of the world.
Okay.
So let's go to the next one here. Hold on a second.
England and France, they do have that one, right?
Underwater. There you can see it better there.
Yes.
Now, there is a rumor that there are massive tunnels underneath the Denver International Airport, which I've been to several times. So here's the Denver Airport here, and there's supposedly tunnels, deep, deep tunnels, were constructed down underneath the Denver International Airport. So it's kind of like the Hotel Grenier, but it's underneath the Denver Airport instead, right? Mm-hmm. Which I've actually flown into the Denver Airport. It's quite large. Here's a picture at night of the Denver Airport, and it's a huge facility, huge, huge, huge airport. But yeah, they talk about how that they could basically now they're talk about Congress actually being taken underneath from here. If you look, all those hubs go to Denver. This is Denver right here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see my mouse at all on here?
Yes, I can see it.
That's Denver. So you see there's a line that goes all the way to Washington to Denver.
Yes. Yes.
And then this goes down to Texas and so forth. So, yeah, there's rumors that that's the where the center. Congress goes now. They don't go to the Greenbrier anymore. They go to Denver. Now you're thinking, aren't you?
Yes, because I can see it clear. Strategic plan in case of emergency. I think it's possible.
Now you're saying.
You're thinking something. Instead of doing, I remember now that instead of doing something beyond like the moon or whatever, why not start in the U.S.?
Yeah, exactly.
This first. That's why they stopped exploring the outer space, because mm-hmm. they are doing this instead.
Well, that's we can talk about outer space another time. That's another. That's a whole other
conspiracy thing. Theory.
Yeah, that's a whole other conspiracy theory. There's also this thing, and they call them DUMBs. They're deep underground military bases. And so we don't really have any pictures of them because no one says that they are really happening, but they're supposedly, this is supposedly a rendition of a deep underground military base where they have like whole cities underground. They're all military. And so they're all hidden away. Right. So NORAD is actually kind of a precursor to what these things are. These things are even more, they're larger, they have more stuff, and then there's even talk that aliens live down there in these deep military bases.
Alien.
The government, with our troops and everything. Can you believe it?
I think if there's an alien, well, I believe it. I believe it. Yes. They're making the tunnel to hide them. Why not?
Exactly. Exactly. So, but let's finish up on this one here. So this is really the map that that people have to see, because it goes through Canada as well as the U.S. and into Mexico. And it's such a network of tunnels that connect all, you know, all these points, like from Chicago to Denver down to, you know, into Texas, into Florida. And if you look, they really don't connect a lot of stuff here because there's not much going on right there. I don't know if you've ever been in the United States, but this is Nebraska. This is, Kansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota. There's some stuff going, but not much going on in that part of the country. Yes. So, but it's amazing that there's these tunnels, and we have them. The thing is, they deny all these cross-country tunnels, but they admit to like the tunnels for the senators and the tunnels for other places, but they deny the tunnels that go across. This one is in Jefferson City right here. That's Jefferson City, capital of the state of Missouri. This one is in St. Louis down there. So, but they crisscross the United States and can interconnect them so that you'd never have to go above ground. You just go below ground.
Interesting tunnels.
I thought for sure you wouldn't believe me, but
well,
this week you believe it.
Yes, I believe it. I believe it that there's a tunnels, because that is the U.S. represent. Be strategic in everything. In terms of government. That's for the government.
There's a whole interstate network of tunnels underneath the whole of the United States. So if only I knew somebody, I could hop down a tunnel and go all the way to California if I wanted to.
Let's dig it. Let's enter to the...
Let's now, this prove one, it, one Mr. of these, Bob, one of these is Fort it. Knox right in here. One of these is Fort Knox here in Kentucky. Interesting. Yeah. Huh?
If you're Fort Knox, and then let's do Ocean 11. Okay.
Exactly.
Ocean 11. Okay. Oh, those are the tunnels.
Yeah. Well, this is more more renditions of stuff here. Yeah. So,
anyway. How many years they build all the tunnels? If it's in consuming,
we don't know. It's all classified. No one knows.
A decade, a century already.
Oh gosh, I don't know, Daniel. It's been happening probably since. I would guess it's been happening since World War II. So.
Oh, they still continue doing it.
Just continued.
Just like the Familia Sagrada in Barcelona. Until now, it's not yet finished.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Famous. What cathedral? Well,
I only guess because of World War II, because you know the U.S. interstate system was invented after World War II. So General Eisenhower was over fighting the war in Germany, and Germany had the Autobahn. Right, the Autobahn is the precursor to the highway system for the United States. And so whenever they got back from the war, after winning the war, they came back and they're like, we need to have a system like the Autobahn. And so then that's whenever Eisenhower put in, it's called the Eisenhower Interstate System here in the United States. And the interesting thing about the Eisenhower Interstate System is, and the reason they wanted to build it is because there's rules for it. And actually, I could look them up here real quick, but I can't remember them off the top of my head. But so because they are runways for planes.
Okay.
So the interstate system has to have, here's a map of the interstate system. I'll share that with you. So the interstate system has to, if you're going to build the interstate, you have to make a certain amount of it be straight so that it can be used as a runway for planes.
Oh.
And that's why they're showing this here. So this has got hills and so forth, but it has to be a certain amount of flat straightaways. Here's the system. Now, the interesting thing is a lot of the underground stuff is in the same, it goes the same way as this. So if you remember, here's Denver. And on our other map, we had all these things coming to Denver, right? And going down to Las Vegas and going to Los Angeles and so forth. So the underground system mirrors, not all of it, but a lot of the interstate system.
Interesting, Mr. Bob, and thank you for sharing to us. Question mark. Is it really true?
I think so.
Because
as well.
You need it. Yes, as a super power. You need it. In case of emergency.
In case of emergency, yes.
You still operate under something else. Mm-hmm. Let's in the bottom of the tunnel.
So remember when you're driving around, you may be driving over.
Yes.
Somebody of great importance who is going underground.
Yes, or the gold bars.
Or the gold bars, exactly.
Okay, that's interesting facts. Mr. Baba, it's interesting topic again. Thank you for sharing that. Conspiracy theory.
Till next time, folks. Keep your eyes open.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yes, open, and even your mind. Please open your mind. So, Morticon people, see you soon. Yes.